This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This it only took me a couple months. I finally got it.
The dance?
I finally got the dance.
So me too.
So speaking of the dance, this song, I know a lot of people, it will remind them of the Super Bowl.
Of course.
For me, it will always remind me of Jack and Rod's performance in that video doing
Dude,
the Conor McGregor.
Lucky. You were in the back. That's all I got to say. If you
me?
Were in my
he
spot,
had, no, he
I
had
did
loose
good.
Shoulders.
Yeah, I did. I can do
well,
it.
You're like a skeleton. That makes sense.
No.
Me and Rod are built. You can see at one point.
You're just too
something.
Strong for it.
Yeah, dude. I'm not flexible.
There's just no rhythm there. There's no rhythm.
Spike has rhythm, man.
I have rhythm. You don't have any rhythm.
No, I'm not a rhythmsman.
Yeah, not a rhythmsman. All right. Well, joining us now, as the Flyboys are back playing again, as we are the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, the WIP Afternoon Show, our buddy Broods took a break away from YouTube and smoking pot to join us for Flyers in 50.
Oh, God.
Broads.
What's up, fellas? I'm here. I was laughing a little bit, but I didn't want to give you any pride.
Sorry. Yeah. You don't want to give you the pleasure of knowing that you chuckled at it. I understand that.
Yeah. You can't win any battle with me. By the way, what we can't do is overlook Jack's top five at five yesterday. What was number five again? It just happened to escape me. Jack, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Possibly I might be wrong about Jalen.
No, I think that was four.
Oh, that was five.
It was five. Trust me. I thought about it all night. Only five. I mean, with a statement like that, you're telling me that's only five on your list? The joke.
All he said was he's open to it.
Yeah, open to it.
Slow your roll there, Brody.
Okay.
Maybe he could average more than 120 yards a game next year. We could start talking about it.
Dip our toe in a 20 passing touchdown.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, I'm sitting over here with a Lombardi. You guys shut up.
Wow, how'd you get it? All right.
Hold on. You actually might like this.
Yeah.
Okay. I never actually expressed this opinion of mine on WIP before because it's actually a fraudulent Flyers take. It makes me a fraud to a degree.
Well, we probably don't want it then. You're supposed to be our expert.
Yeah. Well, why don't we hit the thing then?
Because this has nothing to do with the game last night. It's just I'm an honesty man.
I don't know, Jack. Hit it. Yeah.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Almost, bro.
Do it here.
You know what? Maybe no. I'm going to hold on to it until whenever I feel it's necessary. The boys back from the Four Nations break. How about Matvei Michkov with a goal and 3 points versus Edmonton? A 1 o'clock puck drop? Nothing better than a Saturday matinee at the Burn. How about this? You kick the Penguins' ass! 6-1. Jamie Drysdale with the perfect play, holding the blue line. All right, then he quick transitions up the ice. A filthy feed to Tyson Forster for a one-timer. That was sick. How about Bobby Brink, 4 points. Noah Cates comes down the ice and rips it twine. An absolute snipe. The boys are back. Torch got the team buzzing. Here we go. They just win games after break. They're all...
So, Broads, now Flyers winners of three in a row, five games out of that final wild card spot. Are you... Is this... Now, I know early in the year you were thinking playoffs. Is this a... Is that where your head's at? Or are you just... You just want to see some good hockey from the young guys? Where are you? Thinking about the playoffs?
No, it's all about the good hockey from the young guys. My vision is on 2025 with a big draft and a big offseason.
Kicking the can down the road, just like a Flyers fan.
Well, oh, dude. Hey, how's Podcast P going?
Not great.
Podcast P.
Not great. Not great.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got a hypothetical for you, Spike.
Okay.
You can have the Sixers being competitive and having a real shot to win, like a legitimate top four in the NBA, East and West. But every day during the Sixers season, Francisco has to produce the show.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No, nope. Absolutely not. Nope.
For the people of Philadelphia, dude.
Look, if you know me deep down, I love the Sixers, I love the Eagles, I love the Phillies, I love the Flyers. I love the show more than any of those teams. And I can't do Fran every day. I can't. I love Fran. He's a good dude. I can't do him every day. So now, what was your big Flyers take? Was that in there? Was it? You didn't give your take. What was your big take?
No, I didn't. I was thinking about holding off. But
okay.
This is hard for me to admit as a fan, but it's the honest truth, and this is what it is. I love Sidney Crosby.
Whoa!
Oh, come on. Who are you?
Yeah, I love Sidney.
Shut Sidney. His hole.
He's the greatest player I've ever seen. Now, he's on the back nine for sure, but during his prime and winning the cups, I told you, it makes me a fraud Flyers fan, but that's greatness. The edge work, his ability to win puck battles along the wall, his two-way play, 200-foot game.
Crosby or Ovechkin? Who's greater? The greater career? Ooh.
Well, Crosby's got three, so we got to go Sid. But Ovechkin's going to break Wayne Gretzky here.
I was going to say, I think Ovechkin's a better player. Well, and I'm a hockey guy.
215.
I know you're a hockey guy. I can see it. But Ovechkin's the better goal scorer. He's not the better all-around
right.
player.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Broads, how old a guy are you that Crosby's the best player you've ever seen? I'm getting old. How old are you?
I'm 29. I'm about to be 30.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Damn, Broads, you're not 30?
No.
Dude.
Yeah, you got to start taking care of yourself.
I lifted a box yesterday. My back has been tweaked for the last 14 hours, so my body's 73.
Oh, Broads.
That's not being on those skates, man. That's what that is.
Yep.
It's getting nice out. We're about to start rollerblading naked out front again.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Broads, can we just see the Four Nations thing like every year? I mean, that was actually good. You know, it's kind of saved hockey.
We got the Olympics next year. Now, real quick, I know you want to snip me. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now.
Yeah, I know. Did the Four Nations get you into any regular season puck after the Four Nations?
It made me wish Philadelphia had a hockey team.
Oh, dude, go watch your Rincones highlights.
Rincones? Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I don't. I asked that same
question. Fourth level. He's in the fourth level of prospects.
All right. Rincones. I asked that question of a few friends of mine that got into the Four Nations thing, whether it would make them watch regular season hockey. I think it's the same reason why people like playoff hockey and they don't pay attention to regular season hockey is when the stakes are that high, it's just different. And now in hockey, when you get a point for literally anything, just showing up for the game, I think it lowers the stakes during the regular season. So I think that's the problem, is that the stakes aren't there, you know?
Yeah, the playoffs, maybe people were tuning in more if it's on ABC and things of that nature.
Yep. All right, Broads, when are you on WIP again?
Tonight, 11 o'clock.
There he is.
Big dog. That's a big dog eat.
There he is. All right, Broads. Thanks, Brody. You can follow Broads on Twitter, at Broads81. It makes me, Ike, you and I, you're just above, you're 50 forever, or you're 50 for the next 5 years, and I'm pushing 50. And I start hearing Sidney Crosby is the best player I've ever seen. And, going through my head is like, I've seen Wayne Gretzky. I've seen Mary Lemieux. I've seen Brett Hull. I've seen Sergei Fedorov. All these guys. It's just like, it's not that Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin are wonderful hockey players. It doesn't cross my mind that people haven't seen those guys.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Wayne Gretzky to me, Wayne Gretzky, the difference between Wayne Gretzky and number two is the difference between is the bigger difference
in any other
than
sport.
In any other sport. You know, he was
that's why I'm shocked that Westbrook is about to break one of his records. Like scoring is the scoring goals?
Is it goal scoring? Is that what Crosby? Well, you could take.
Why do we both look at him?
Well, goal scoring according to Justin Morgan.
There you go. Well, one of the numbers is you can take away all of Gretzky's goals, and he would still be the number one points guy in NHL history, just with assists.
Yeah.
You look at his numbers. It doesn't look like
it looks like Will Chamberlain.
Yes. Yeah. Except that he was in our lifetime. It actually happened. There's video of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Well, you can't bring up Will. Well, without it happening.
Yes, the numbers do not look, they don't look legitimate. All right, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to acquire a star defensive player this offseason or no? The poll has changed, Ike. 72.8% say no.
Dude, this fan base.
What happened to Howie season?
Rest on our laurels.
What happened to Howie season? Miles Garrett's out there. Who knows? Micah Parsons might be. Who knows?
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Michael Parsons is 25 now.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the Cowboys aren't trading against Micah Parsons. But I every Eagles Super Bowl, a star before in that offseason, every Eagles Super Bowl, there has been a star acquired. Come on, Howie.
That's a good argument right there.
Come on, Howie. Where is the production from Josh Sweat going? Where is the production from Milton Williams going? You tell me the 32nd pick in the draft.
That production from Jomo?
Yeah, those six sacks.
Yes.
It'd be tough to build on that.
Yep.
That's why I had somebody tweet me. I didn't even bother to look. He doesn't have a sack, period,
Not one in his career.
In his whole life.
Yeah.
Even back to Texas, yeah.
215-592-9494. Jesse in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jess?
What's up, guys? Yo, Ike.
Yo.
I need some of that Ike juice, man.
Oh, hook him up. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
So I'm thinking we should get Miles Garrett to come to the Birds.
That's what I'm talking about, Jesse. You don't care about draft picks,
do you? I was going to say, so what are you willing to give up for him?
Definitely not Saquon.
All right, good start.
Here comes Bryce off.
I don't want to get rid of Saquon because he is literally the GOAT.
Okay,
I don't want to get rid of Saquon.
It's going well.
I want to keep Saquon.
How about a couple of first-round picks?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe keep A.J. Brown, keep Saquon.
What about Jalen? Would you trade Jalen for him?
In a heartbeat.
Huh?
The quarterback?
I mean, we do have
Tanner McKee.
Kenny Pickett.
Okay, we do have him.
Yep. I mean, you have a point. Tanner McKee is only making.
Let me tell you why I love you, Jesse.
$2 million. Yep.
Let me tell you why I love you, Jesse.
Yep.
And we've been doing this topic for 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Yep.
You're the only one that's called up here to agree with Spike and Jack, and this is what they have on their side.
Well, that's an unfortunate.
Yeah, the guy willing to trade Jalen Hurts in a heartbeat.
It is a fresh of breath there, I do agree.
Yes. Jesse, we need you on our team. Can you be a Foxhole guy? Afternoon show Foxhole guy?
You know it. You know it.
That's what I like to hear.
What have you been doing today, Jesse?
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Just hanging with bros.
I work out a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's it?
I'm pretty much a weightlifter.
Oh.
As a job?
No, I actually when my dad was around, I was actually a bartender.
Okay, there you go.
So what do you do now? What do you do now?
What am I doing now?
He lifts
weights. I'm actually helping out the homeless.
Food
to the homeless.
See, Jack.
Well,
he got you.
Verify this, but we also don't know where to go after that.
Well, he got you.
Yeah.
He wins. Jesse wins. We trade Hurts for Miles Garrett. You got it, buddy. All right, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, Jesse.
Greatest call of all time. Greatest call of all time.
I was not expecting him to say in a heartbeat.
Sounds like he's got some eye for talent.
What would you trade? Not Saquon. Ooh,
yeah.
That's when I knew. I was like, ooh, this is a good call. This is the best call. What are you doing? Lifting weights?
What do you do for work? Help the homeless.
Yep. Screwed you there.
He
got gotcha. You.
He did.
So every year, Ike, we think of the Eagles as a first-class organization.
They are.
They are. And every year, the NFLPA polls their players on I'm trying to think, six different categories. Mm-hmm. The coach, the owner, food, travel, the weight room, and treatment of family. And then they rank them number one to number 32. Where do you think the Eagles came in those rankings?
Well, last year, I think they were high last year.
They were four last year.
They were four last year. Yeah, why would they? Yeah, top five. Can I just go top five?
You could. You wouldn't be right, but you could.
They dropped out of the top five?
They're behind the Giants.
Huh?
They are. They are 22nd. So here are the they gave
22nd. Hold on. What is the most, the best ran organization? What is this?
It's all those six things. So it's coach, owner, food, travel, weight room, treatment of family. So here are the grades they got. The Eagles got an A-minus coach.
Okay.
They got a B for the owner.
Guy gives out more signing bonus money than anybody.
Well, maybe, I don't know who voted on that. Maybe Hassan Reddick.
Hold on, he's voted by players?
Yes, NFLPA. Wait till we get to the other ones.
Okay.
So, A-minus for food.
That's pretty good.
For travel, they get an F.
An F?
Now, is that because of Cowboy
Stewardess
Jim?
Stewardess Jim.
And I can experience it.
Yeah, the experience of being on the plane with Cowboy Stewardess Jim every
week. I mean, we got to grill Stewardess Jim on that. That's his fault.
So, you weren't here last week.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, Stewardess Jim called.
Call all the other shows to complain about how you guys acted on the plane.
Yeah, complaining about us on the plane.
Yeah, that's why he's Stewardess now. He's back
he's
to
back
Stewardess.
He's back to Stewardess Jim.
Yeah.
Sounds, honestly, I appreciate it. It's a good bit.
Yeah.
We were fine. I broke one glass.
And you got up to pee as the plane was taking off.
I had to go, and I knew that it was going to take at least 15 minutes for us to settle.
And I really feel like I'm guilty by association. I don't know what I did wrong.
You're such a little tiny baby.
But I'm not, though. I'm a father of two. No, yeah, I'm a father of two. Yeah, leader of a household.
My wife has to pee every 6 minutes, and she can hold it better than you can.
Well, every break I go. Yeah. Which could be a problem.
Go to the bathroom every break.
For when I get older, it's an issue.
So the Eagles got a B for weight room, and then they got a C minus for treatment of family. So here's what
C minus for treatment of family?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Because
the F for travel.
Yeah. So I'm thinking a little bit toward the Yankees, who tend to charge their players for stuff.
Ah.
I wonder. I'm just looking at travel and treatment of family, and I'm wondering if some of the players wanted extra people on a plane, wanted this for free or that for free, and the team told them no, because, and I don't see, they're the only team, the only other team that got an F for travel is the New England Patriots. Oh. The Bengals got, let's see.
How many Fs did they get?
Bengals got an A-minus for travel, so they got an F for food.
Yeah, there you go.
And an F-minus for treatment of family.
Yeah, that sounds like the Bengals.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what that is. I would be curious to know what that is.
Yeah, I you know what? Now, listen, when Hugh and I, we do this, we got to remind ourselves, like, this was 2 decades ago when we played.
Right.
So things are a lot different.
And you are old.
Yeah, right. But the idea of thinking about family traveling, the only time we concerned ourselves with that was the Super Bowl. Yeah. Other than that, family didn't travel.
Yeah, I can't think of what else treatment of family would be. Maybe it's tickets?
Oh, is it? Would it
maybe
would
it's
it be
comps?
Like tickets or like comp tickets? Yeah. That's for home games, maybe.
Might be comps for home games.
Yeah, home games. Players want their families in a suite instead of sitting them outside.
I see the travel and the treatment of family, and what it says to me is, I'm guessing, I have no idea.
Right.
I want to be super clear, I have no idea, is maybe they're getting, because the travel, you have to imagine it. It's like the plane is nice and the hotels are nice. I look at it thinking maybe, Stewardess Jim says he can explain the F.
Oh, he can explain the F.
That's what he says. Well, we think it's you, Stewardess Jim.
I'm taking this very personally.
You should.
I work my ass off on that airplane. Jalen comes up. Can you hang this? Yeah, no problem. Jalen, what do you need? Can I get you this? Everybody, whatever you need. Dom, everybody I take care of, I don't understand the F.
Well, Dom doesn't. That. Remember, Big Dom isn't in the NFLPA, so he doesn't vote.
Well, I'm just saying. He sure does complain when anything happens.
Easy now, easy.
Yeah, slow down.
We want you to come up missing, boy.
Yeah, that guy knows a lot of people.
I get that, but he likes me, so
okay.
I don't
No balls.
Yeah.
Well, then can we clear something up about Jack? on that airplane. He changes his story every time it's brought up. Okay, first of all, I do the demo. Okay, you're supposed to watch me do the demo.
Dude, no one watches those demos.
I watched you do the demo.
Why would anyone watch those demos?
Right, but we were pushing back about to take off when you got up. It wasn't, oh, we were still at the gate and I got up to go do it.
We were not on the runway yet.
We were moving, though. We were moving.
At a snail's pace.
Yeah, it was a snail's pace, but we were moving.
Can I tell you, I'm 48. I've been on a lot of flights. I've seen a lot of things on flights. By the way, stewardess Jim, a lot of people watching iPads and stuff without headphones. The last three flights I've been on, I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things on flights, a lot of bad stuff, unruly passengers.
Sure.
Yeah, but I've never seen someone get up and go to the bathroom while the plane is moving to take off. Never. Well, not one time.
There's five people on the plane.
Well, five people. There was 12 people. You had that, and then you had that crazy woman going after Ike too. So I had to deal with that too. So,
right.
But Jack's story keeps changing every second. And as for an F, let me get back to that.
An F. Yeah. That's on you, Jim.
A bigger airplane. They got a 777 with more first class seats. The top guys. All the top players now have lie-flat seats. What are they complaining about? Is because the Popeyes is cold or something like that? What else could it be? I got filet mignon. I got all this food I have cooked ready for them anytime, any second that they need it. It's right there for them. What are they complaining about?
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job, Jim.
Well, maybe it's one of the other flight attendants. Could it be?
Some of them don't follow the rules. You can't.
Way to pass the buck, yeah.
You can't talk. There's a lot of things you can't do. And these girls are kind of like, they don't follow the rules. So
not like you.
Maybe it's because they make them take trains. Maybe they don't like being on the train. Maybe it's not about
the flight. Or maybe it's the players that are engaging with the other stewardess.
Well, that's possible.
No, that doesn't happen.
And it's intercepted by Ike Race.
You mean to tell me that young men don't talk to stewardess?
Well, the stewardesses are 70 years old.
So okay, I didn't know that. My bad. I just assumed they were younger.
All right, so
good point.
Well, that's in our age range now, so you never know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right.
I'm the young one on there, so, you know. So.
Well, you're early 70s, right?
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Okay. All right, stewardess Jim. Thank you for checking in there.
Bye, losers.
All right.
Yeah.
So we did have Lisa check in on Twitter and say that the Eagle, I'm reading a tweet. It's childcare during games that scores them low for family treatment. Most teams offer it. So I don't have any idea whether that's true.
So
I don't know if she read that somewhere else.
Again, a lot different than from when I played.
Yep.
I think it's a little more advantageous for families now because they have that downstairs area in the link. It's been changed so much to where they do have family rooms and all this type of stuff that's available. But I've never been in them, obviously. The more recent version of it, that could be it. Yeah, family care, because a lot of the moms or what have you, kids or what have you, and they wind up staying in those family rooms. Because I said tickets. Usually, family tickets are out in the stands. It's an area where you sit at.
And they don't want to be out
there. They want to be. Listen, the big dogs are in the suites.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they pay for those suites.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, for example, I'll use Brandon as an example. I know Brandon has a suite. Brandon probably has paid for his suite every year to make sure his wife, his two girls, right? And then when his mom and other family members come to town, they have a suite. But he's paying a lot of money for that suite.
And it's interesting you say that, and I brought up the Yankees, that one of the issues between the Yankees and Soto is that the Mets gave him a suite and the Yankees charged the players for the suite as opposed to giving a star player a suite.
Well, they gave him a suite and $700 million?
Dude, that is the wildest part of it.
Is like, and $700 million?
He could buy a suite in every stadium in America and still have plenty of money left.
Yeah. He could almost build the stadium.
Can you imagine the eye roll from Steve Cohen when they're like, all right, $765 million? And we want a suite.
Yeah, throw a suite in there, too, for family.
Like, could you hook us up and just buy the suite?
Yeah, do us a favor. Yeah. Buy the suite.
We literally can't pay anybody else now. Buy the suite. Buy the suite.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I wasn't buying a suite.
No.
Yeah,
of course
there's no
not.
Way in hell I was buying a suite when I was a player.
It's a lot of money.
I give my wife a lot of credit. she made sure she found her way into somebody's suite, though. Yeah, there were players who had suite, like Dog had a suite.
Yep.
I think Trey had a suite when I was a player here. Like, you know, higher price paid players, they could afford to pay
sure
what it costs for a suite. I wasn't about to give $100,000 for no damn suite.
215-592-9494.
Watch the game right over there.
Yeah. Yep. We got really a big TV. We got a big TV at home. Do you think the Eagles need to go get a star on defense this offseason to win another Super Bowl? I do. Coming up next, Phil's Our Plan. We have a very special edition of the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report that involves, I would say it involves Bryce Harper. Is that fair to say, Jackie Baseball?
Yes.
All right. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.